Welcome into our halftime program, Seniors Saluting Seniors, presented by Windsor Manor of Webster City. Sports Director Quinn Douglas here on this Friday evening at halftime. Joining us here at halftime of tonight's football game here on KQWC is South Hamilton Senior Claire Hewitt. Claire, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
No problem.
So you are obviously at the start of your senior year. I know you're active in volleyball right now. What are some other sports and activities overall that you've been involved in your 4 years at South Hamilton?
I'm in FFA, basketball, track, softball, volleyball, and youth group.
And obviously, you know, that's a lot to be involved in for your 4 years of high school. You know, in those activities, what are some memories that you had that stand out, you know, from those activities all those years? It can be one memory that stands out. It could be a couple that stands out. But just a couple things that come right off the top of your head that stand out about memories from those activities.
Yeah. It's hard to think of just specific ones, but just playing with my teammates and bus rides and, you know, like pregame, just a lot of fun memories.
And outside of school, what are some hobbies that you have that you like to do in your spare time?
I like to hang out with my friends, my family. I don't know. I like being outside. Just anything pretty much.
I know you do a little photography too.
Oh yeah.
helping out your mom doing photography as well. And you know, from there, obviously, you love being around your friends, love being around, your teammates as well. If you could ask, you know, your teammates or your classmates or your peers, whatever it may be, what you, Claire Hewitt, are like on a day-to-day basis, how would they describe you?
That's a funny question. I don't know. Probably, hopefully energetic and I don't know. I don't take things too seriously usually, so hopefully it's like positive. I don't know.
Yeah, well, kind of piggybacking off that, is that how your family would describe you?
I think so. I think my mom, I don't know. I'm trying to think about how they would describe me, but probably about the same.
And from there, obviously, moving on, you know, we talked about your activities earlier. I kind of want to bring that up again hobbies or something like that. You know, obviously, you get a lot of achievements in high school just from, you know, especially being involved in so many different things. What is an achievement or achievements that stand out to you that you're probably most proud of in your time in high school?
I'd say honestly, probably right now, just being a varsity volleyball captain for our team. That was good and good to hear about, and that's fun. So I don't know, I'd say that's my best achievement so far.
And kind of moving on, I guess you can call this the nostalgic part of this, but obviously when you're in high school, the nostalgic part of this interview, I should say, when you're in high school, you know, you obviously have role models. You have people you look up to. A lot of times it's parents, could be teachers, coaches, it could be siblings, it could even be somebody that was a couple years older than you that showed you the ropes and how things work. You know, if you can narrow that down to maybe just one or two people, or maybe there's multiple people, but if you had to narrow it down, who would those role models be for your time in high school?
I'd say definitely my sister, Kaylee. I had her for a couple sports, so that was good. I do look up to her a lot. And Mackenzie Grady and probably like Zoe Dunn's, all those people were really fun. I only got a couple years with them, but I hope that the underclassmen have as much fun as I did with them.
And if you could give one piece of advice to yourself when you were a freshman coming into high school, you know, well, what's maybe a lesson that you now know as a senior that you would, if you could go back and tell your freshman self, what would that lesson be?
I would say just stay involved and just go to as much as you can, and you get better every time you go to something. So I don't know, just try to do as much as you can.
And we do like to end this interview. What are your future plans here once you graduate from South Hamilton in the spring?
Right now I'm thinking of either going to Iowa State or DMAC and majoring in ag communications.
All righty. That is awesome. Kaylee, thank you. Kaylee. I knew I was going to do that once this interview.
No problem. That happens all the time.
Claire, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. And good luck the rest of your senior volleyball season. Good luck the rest of your senior year.
Thank you.
That was South Hamilton senior Claire Hewitt here on our Windsor Manor salute to seniors, seniors saluting seniors, rather, here on 95.7 KQWC. Halftime break is next here on The Q.